This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. It's a What You Drink and What You Think on Friday. We'll chat with Eric Nadel at 520, then take your phone calls and be into L.A. Live there in that expressway coming up through the 5 o'clock hour where we go commercial-free to the top every single evening, okay? Football's finest coming up here at 5. I got a football story right here for you. Jory Epstein, Yahoo, a story that Micah Parsons, among others, weighing in on passionately. What do NFL coaches and evaluators think of Shedeur Sanders patting the ball? Unpacking a player's debate, she opens writing about how it started. A media member tweeted a video of Sanders thrown at Colorado's Pro Day. The commentary presented, quote, lots of double taps and hitches from Shedeur today. NFL defenders close windows quickly. This was a concerning workout. Said a media member. So Giants wideout Darius Slayton weighed in saying Sanders could pat the ball and be just fine because if DBs were so good at breaking on balls, they'd have 8+ picks a year. Jag safety Andre Sisco accused Slayton of trying to secure some future targets. While Micah questioning, quote, you realize a pat on the ball can be the difference between a sack or a throwaway / completion. And Slayton replied, Tom Brady's literally the king of getting the ball out fast when he threw. So actually, no, patting the ball is not the difference. Tom, a notorious ball patter, Brian. When you see a ball patter there in your film, what's your thought? Is it a red flag?
You don't find that suspicious?
No, you know, I really don't. With him, sometimes what I would worry about then with a ball patter is a guy maybe with some grip strength problems. You know, Tom Brady played the game with gloves. Remember that?
So he was trying to jam that thing
in
there.
He was trying to get the ball to sit in his hand the right way. So when you're going back, you're resetting it in your hand.
Okay.
And so that's the thing that I would look at and evaluate. You know, I could say it's one of those things where I would check, like, does he have small hands? Is there a grip strength problem there? It might be something different too. They've got him throwing NFL footballs in the workouts.
A little bigger?
It might be not used to that. You know, we get the collegiate ball a little bit more beat up, maybe a little bit, you know, easier to grip, a little bit softer. You know, I think probably his first time, and he's probably been in some workouts throwing, you know, up till, you know, but when you, with the bright lights on, that this is the first time that we've seen him have to throw the ball with all that, with the routes and the scouts and all that stuff. So it might be just him resetting the ball in his hands, but trying to get used to the NFL ball.
It was interesting. She talked with OCs about it. It's interesting how big of a deal it became this week, with players even weighing in and arguing it. But both OCs she talked to said, as long as the mechanics are good and the release is quick, it's a non-issue.
Yeah.
She put the stats out there. In 4 years across Jackson State and Colorado, Sanders led the country in completion percentage and stuff like that. But she talked to a DC saying, it's not one that you're scouting like, oh man, I got a big one this week. This guy patched the ball.
Yeah.
It's never been like that.
No.
But, and then he also pointed out that a lot of times DBs, you got the ball down at your waist or in your stomach. Unless you're outside of the pocket and they're staring at you, they're not going to see the ball, Pat. So I'd say over 90% of the time, kind of a
lot of it has to do, too, with, like, your receivers. And are they running the right routes? Are you confident, is he threw a lot of routes, a lot of drags, a lot of crosses. And then you also look at what, Hunter was really a choice route runner.
Yeah.
He wasn't going up the field. There were a lot of in-breaking routes, a lot of hitch routes, screen routes, stuff like that. So, I don't see this as particularly a problem.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
And he's able to hit like guys like Horn and Hunter and those guys that were all that ran those routes. I mean, the ball was out of his hand quick enough.
I mean, and sometimes your shoulder cocks in a way while you're patting it that if a safety or a corner is looking to jump on something, you can use it as a little action. You can use it as a little bit of a fake, and now they're not quite sure exactly if you're going to the pad or going to the throw. And I think players at this level are really good at using those kind of things as weapons and mitigating the downside to it. Do you have any appetite at all? Okay, here's a big board report I did not anticipate doing. Do you have any appetite at all for Mavs draft talk? Okay, text me on this at 877-881-1053. Are you curious to know, is there a player they could get at 12 or 13 that could come in here, be a starter, help you out in an area of weakness, help Kyrie playmake mostly as a rookie, and maybe, give this team an opportunity to, I don't know if you could ever erase the smudge, the history of trading Luka, but I think if they could go on a championship run, let me say about 85% of the fan base would be back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I do have, I guess, interest in this and hope. Then that's where my interest is in the draft. Like, could you find a savior here? An Evan Carter rookie that could take an aging and perhaps flawed roster and give it something that could push it over the top. A freshman enter the draft might be a good idea for the Mavs. Jace Richardson, Michigan State, ESPN's 13th ranked prospect, 6'3" point guard. 41% from three-point shooter. Only scored 12 points per game. Very efficient. High court IQ. Drawing comps to Jalen Brunson coming into this draft. That's at Michigan State. The 6'3 Jace Richardson. Jeremiah Fears at OU. 6'4, 180. Very fast. Not a great shooter because he's probably never had to. He just shakes and bakes and gets to the hole. And maybe he can work out a jump shot. Con Knipple at Duke. Big, maybe more of a playmaking two guard than an actual point guard, but a good offensive player.
Three ball, for sure.
Yeah, three ball, court IQ, passing, playmaking, go to the hoop a little bit, and good size, gives effort. I don't know if, they'd be worried about his defense considering. But then you go to the big man at Duke, Malawach, 7'2.5", 9'8" reach, okay? What you do with him, you draft him, you trade Gafford, maybe with Hardy, try to get the veteran guard that way that could come in and help you out. That'd be my blueprint here for the draft.
Okay, so that's the guy that you're eyeing more than the rest? Or
well, one of those playmakers, one of those four playmakers who are projected somewhere between like 8 and 14. And then if not, if Malawach falls, I think that'd be fun to have a 7-2 guy.
Yeah, I agree. Don't watch Malawach versus, I guess it was Houston there.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When they got bumped out, he was pretty bad. But
I want to slide Lively as more of a starter. I don't need two 25-minute guys because I want to play Lively 35 minutes.
And, I mean, they want Anthony Davis to be the four. So you got to have the fives. And Derek Lively is not a guy that has necessarily shown that he can stay healthy enough. So I certainly could get on board with that particular plan there. But I'm looking for less, not that I don't want immediate impact, but I'm looking big picture here. Because they're not going to get many of these over the course of the next half decade or so in terms of top lottery pick kind of dudes because they just don't have their picks. Yeah. So I want somebody who has the potential to really develop into something cool over the next few years because I'm out on the idea that this Mavericks team is going to be able to do any substantial winning in this Anthony Davis, Kyrie era.
It's a very long shot. I mean, you got to have a lot of things go right and then stay healthy. I'd put the probabilities in the single digits. Football's Finest coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
More big quarterback news that has Shador implications, plus a little Augusta update for you next year in the Nation.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.